Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so that really wasn't supposed to happen. Sorry, everyone. Blog Talk Radio Land. The technical difficulties. Big Red!
What's up?
What up?
What's good?
My bad.
What's up? What's good?
My bad. I was indisposed for a minute.
You was indisposed?
I'm indisposed.
I was indisposed for a minute. What up, everybody? It is Big Red and Brother B with the Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What's good? What is good? Hope all is well with everyone. How you doing, Red? You all right?
I'm good. I'm chilling. Huh?
You sure?
Yeah, I'm chilling. I was watching some of this show called American Gods. It's pretty good so far, but yeah, I'm chilling. I'm good.
Okay, I just, just wanted to make sure you really was good, because I kind of peeped you in rare form yesterday, so I just wanted to make sure you was all right.
Yeah, the zombie that was good.
Listen, cousin, I'm sorry. I think the nature of our relationship has changed. I thought you was stronger than that. I thought you was a champion. I thought you was champion.
Champion, yeah.
I thought you was a champion. You drank that little, listen, for those who, don't know, me and Red, that little family function yesterday, so we had a drink, and it was a drink called a zombie. Now, I don't really remember what was in it.
Me neither, I don't remember.
On the menu. Well, on the menu, it said it was the most strongest drink on the menu. So, of course, I went exactly straight for it. And I was a little disappointed. Because after the first one went down like milk. Like, I was like, I just threw it back. I was like, oh, what happened? And the guy was like, wait a minute, just chill. It'll sneak up on you. And I was still waiting for it to sneak up on me. So I said, maybe if I get another one. He was like, "You sure you want to do that, man?" I said, "Yeah." I was like, "And tell whoever's at the bartender to hook it up." So he brought one back, and he said, "Like, you see it clear on the top?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Those are some extra shots." I said, "Okay, good." So just to make sure it was strong enough, I passed it over to Sis, and Sis sipped it, and I said, "What do you think?" He said, "Oh, this is strong." I said, "Perfect." So I said, "Okay." And like I said, I don't know, man. It wasn't as strong as I expected. It wasn't a hard kick. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really a hard kick.
That's how mine was at first. Because like I said, I seen the liquor on top fermenting up there at the top. So I had to mix it. Because when I first drank it, I was like, whoa, this is kind of strong. But then when I seen the liquor on top, so let me mix it in a little bit. But it was still kind of strong to me. He did, they did their thing with that. But it didn't hit me until after the food got in me. Then I was like, oh. I said, man, everything's starting to spin around here. I said, hey.
Yeah,
I am. You talking about walking. I said, oh, no, I can't do that one.
I'm sorry, but I won't say I'm disappointed in you, but I just think differently of you now. I'm not disappointed. I just think of you differently now. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I thought you were strong.
I just think of you differently.
Yeah, I thought you were strong, but you're I wouldn't call you weak. I would just say that you're out of shape.
I'm out of shape right now.
Your gizzards are not what I thought they were. Your gizzards are not what I thought they were.
I really, I'm really not a drinker. That's what it is also. But I can, because I mean, it depends. It depends, because I remember I went out one night. This was like last year. Yeah, like last year. A friend of mine, he had a. We went to a bar for his birthday, and I was putting him away. And there was a young lady there. And she was trying to. She's claiming, oh, I want to get you drunk and make you get up on the bar and all that. Listen, she the one that ended up getting tore up. I told her, so listen, don't make yourself drunk trying to get me drunk. So I guess it depends on what it is, because I don't remember what was it. But I'm going to tell you like this. If it was Patron in there or any type of Patron, I think that's what it was. If it was Patron in there, Patron messes me up instantly. Anything else I would have been good with. Patron, I drink that and I'm done. I can't function straight.
All right, well, listen, now you just gave out your secret, your kryptonite to everybody now. Because now you somebody just go throw some Patron and some vitamin water for you, and you done.
He said you just threw out your kryptonite. Well, listen, I'm keeping it real, but I know to stay away from it. Like, you know, I didn't really read. All I seen was zombies. I was like, I'm automatically hooked already.
And you thought it was
Once I see
The Walking Dead?
You know what, that's...
Oh,
yes.
You thought it was the
I was like,
dead.
Yes. I was hooked already. Once it said zombie, I said, oh, yeah.
109, you're on the air with the menu. Is this Lady T?
This Lady T. What's good, y'all?
Lady T.
Lady T.
You know, you're just listening. Not much. You listen to me berate this weakling.
All I heard, Red getting toe up. That's all I heard.
Yeah, let's offer one drink.
But that's not bad, because I'm like that
with
for two drinks.
But see, I'm not a drinker, and like I told you, if it was Patron in that, that's probably what messed me up, because anything, like if it was something like maybe a dark liquor, I probably would have been good. But if it was Patron,
Lady T, I ain't never seen anybody fall in to almost fall out the truck, a vehicle.
Oh,
like
my.
You fell in to almost and then almost closed the foot off. Yeah, but you almost closed your damn foot off in the door. Like, what the
wait,
hell?
And I wasn't even drinking that.
Yo,
I wasn't even
listen, I don't know about you. I'm gonna just, you know what? Next time, I'm gonna just put you in a wheelchair, and tie you to the back of the vehicle, and just drive slow.
Aww.
Like that's what I'm gonna do.
So wrong.
Why don't you just give me the lift, okay? Just give me the wheelchair lift. And
I'm just saying, you was hanging on like the side, like one of them stuntmen, and with the door open. And I was like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you doing? Get in the car. Like, yo, you play no damn stunt show. What you doing? No action movie. Like, yo, you can't. Next time, you just get Kool-Aid
action
with no
Jackson.
Sugar. That's it. Get Kool-Aid with no sugar. That's as strong as it'll get for you.
No, man.
Oh my God.
I didn't do that to me.
Yeah, yeah. So once again, it is the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red, Brother B, and our guest. Lady T. Guest caller number
Lady
is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-95. So let's get into the topic. Now, I didn't get a chance. I wasn't the one to actually post the topic. Red gave me the idea for the topic. But what I will say is I wouldn't put it just on black men. I don't want to just color it. So we can just say all men in general. But I mean, at times,
okay.
If we can, you know, if you wanna, you know, put a little focus on one more than the other, you know, be my guest. But you know, just in general, you know, can a man or can a black man be loved without having money?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you want me to set it up?
Lady T is going to set this.
Oh, Lady T.
Cut it off by the dead, y'all. Cut it off by the
dead. And I'm not putting any color on it at all, because after a while, a man just looks like a man to me. But on a serious note, I think yes, and it depends. Let's say everybody has down times. We're talking about relationships, right? Everybody has down times, possibly, you know, in their relationship where one person might be working, the other person may not, or both of you may be working, whatever the case is. So mm-hmm. I believe in one person should lift the other one up. Now, if you see the guy is actually being a bum, like, I mean, beyond lazy, it's 2, 3, 5 years, and you don't want to work or do anything, I'm not sure if this relationship could work, because that also says a lot about the relationship, how much work you really want to put into the relationship. After a while, it looks just lazy to me. So I do believe in, can a black man, well, you said no color. We ain't putting no color on it. But can a man be loved and so forth? Yes, I think so. Sometimes some people need to be supported and motivated while they are down. They don't need to be put down even more. So,
okay. So you want me to go next?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay. So now, so it's can't. All right. So we're not gonna put any. You said don't put any. Well, you said you don't have to put any particular color to it. So can a man be loved without having money? Right. I feel that he can. It depends on. I feel it depends on the situation, whether it's like a relationship, if it's just. I feel marriage more than just a boyfriend and girlfriend thing, or two people living together. It, you know, I think it all depends on any of those situations. I mean, the person should be loved regardless of whether they have money or not. But then you have to put in the factor of, like I said, the world that we're living in now, and everybody is so materialistic. Like, unfortunately, women see other women, or they see what other women have, or they're looking at, once again, these reality shows and Instagram and Facebook and see that, oh, this, you know, this woman, her man brought her, a Hermes bag, and, you know, that bag probably was $1,000, $2,000. Oh, well, while my man, you know, and then she's looking at my man like, you working a job, or you working 2 or 3 jobs, why you can't buy me that? Or, you know, you got to, you know, you don't know what that dude is doing to get that for that chick, especially if he's not really working, or he's not, I guess, some type of celebrity or something like that. But then my thing is this, what about the hustler? What about the guy that's out there hustling? You understand what I'm saying? He's making money, right? He's making some type of money. It ain't legit money, but he's making some type of money.
Yeah, I mean, but it's,
you know, would a woman want that in her life? You know what I'm saying? Or you want a dude that's gonna, you know, even though if he don't have any money, you still gonna love him regardless? Are you loving him because he has money, or are you loving him because, you know, for him?
All right, well,
I think it depends on the situation.
And right, don't forget the hustling sometimes come with consequences. I like that you said that, because some females think that it's all about, okay, the dude hustling in the street. It comes with consequences too. So I hope they're ready to pay the price when that time comes.
Exactly.
Now, when you say that on both of you guys, it made me think back to there was two songs that I heard from Marsha Ambrosia. And one song, well, actually, like two songs that I heard, a couple of songs I heard from Erykah Badu, and where it kind of makes me feel like whoever the writer of the song, even though they're singing it, maybe they were the writer, maybe they weren't, but they were kind of co-signing the whole, you know, I know you're in the streets, you got to do what you got to do type of mentality, and that leads me back to Power, the show. 50 Cent show on Stars, where at one point in the beginning of the season, early on, Ghost was like, listen, he don't want to, you know, the main character, like Ghost, he didn't want to hustle anymore. He wanted to open up a club. He wanted to do this. But his wife was like, yo, you always going to be a drug dealer. Like, you always going to be in the streets, and that's just that. Like, we don't need that. And then his boy Tommy had the same attitude too. Like, nah, like, I ain't doing nothing but selling drugs, this, that, and the third. But then later on down the road, Tasha, who was Ghost's wife in the show, kind of saw it differently about, yeah, like, this, the, you know, especially after their daughter got killed, It was like, you know, this hustling thing ain't working no more, this, that, and the third, like, need to get out the game. And then he was like, well, it's hard for me to get out now because he kind of did a couple of things to put himself in a position to have to, you know, stay in the game. So, right. You know, I say that to say this, you know, money ain't everything. Some people may see it as everything, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not, it's not everything because, you know, money shouldn't make you. You should make the money. And if you can only love a man or even a woman, but we talk about men, if you're only going to love your man because of what he can do for you material-wise, like in terms of money or how much money he makes, then what does that say about you? Now, I agree with what Lady T said earlier about, I mean, yeah, everybody falls on hard times, but, you know, one got to support the other. You know, that's what relationships and family and balance is all about. But if you kick a cat at the low point, you know, eventually you're going to reap what you sow. Like, don't think things like that ain't going to come back around because you may be at your low point and you may be with a dude and he may turn around and be like, word, well, listen, I think I hear my mother calling me. I got to go.
I think I hear my mother calling me.
I got to go. You know, so.
I don't, like, it's easier said. I mean, well, for some women, I guess it's easier said than done because, you know, maybe they're used to a certain type of lifestyle like that. Women out there that are spoiled, and they're spoiled from, you know, the dads, of course, and they feel that, you know, I need a man that's going to always have money. He always got to have a job, and if he ain't working nowhere, then you know what? As soon as he ain't working nowhere, that's when they start belittling him and emasculating him and stuff like that. And then, you know, that's when men, you know, the man, you know, gets frustrated and be like, listen, I'm either out of here or then he's going to start doing, you know, going elsewhere because he figure if you like this, then I could get somebody that's going to actually support me. He could go to the next chick and be like, yo, I lost my job. I got no way. She's like, oh, okay, baby, you know, but don't worry about it. You know, I could help you out a little, you know. So it's like sometimes, you know, people put themselves out there. And they don't, you know, they don't realize it sometimes. You don't realize how you're making the other person feel.
And some of the girls, females, only put themselves out there so they could post and boast. So it's like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with your self-esteem? You know what I mean? I don't know.
That's crazy. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me. You know, it's like, well, I put yourself out there, then my thing is this. See, that's why how you get it where you put yourself out there about what your man could do, and then you got to chicks be like, word, her man, you know, he got that type of money. You know what? Let me try to slip something in his drink.
Oh my gosh.
You know, or you know.
I'm going to take him home and get a couple thousands.
Yeah, I'm going to extort him.
That's so sad. Oh my gosh.
You tell your girl, I gave you the bologna wash. you know, hey, you know, say you give me that Hermes bag. You know, I won't tell this. Hey, it's crazy, like, you know. But I you know, so I feel that you know, and you know, it's sad to say, and it's sad to put that, but you know, yeah, black men do get it the worst because a white man ain't got no money. You know, when does a white man not have money?
No, I mean, no, there's situations, there's situations where they don't have money, but, I mean, you listen, I don't want to make it seem like it's all on, like, the minority women, you know, or black women per se, but it's a different type of support system sometimes, but it depends on the, but really it depends on the individual, no matter what color you are. It depends on the individual, what they're going through at the time and what they feel or may feel like or might not feel like doing. You know what I'm saying? I mean.
Hey, but. No, I didn't mean to cut you
right
off, but my thing is this. It's like, okay. It seems like black men get it the worst. That's why I said I understand what you're saying. but it seems like it happens. They get it the worst. Like I said, if a black man loses his job, if that woman, she's used to a certain type of lifestyle or whatever, as soon as he loses his job, she's emasculating him. You don't see other races, unfortunately, you don't really see other races of women doing that to their men. They're more on the supporter side. I don't mean to say anything like that, but, it you know, unfortunately, this is, like I said, we are our own worst enemies sometimes.
It's unfortunate because I've seen, like with what you were saying, with black men get it the most, society projects that also. Because I've seen white men on the other end as well. But society makes it even harder. It looks like belittling even more when a black man loses his job. He ain't worth anything. You know, what you going to do? Only go out here in the streets and hustle. That's what they'll think, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of that also has to do with society's thought.
But you know what? All right, my thing is, why does the black man, or just some in general, but okay, we'll take this to the black man. Why is the attitude of like, oh, I got to go out here and beat these streets and do what I got to do? Stop. No, you don't. There's other alternatives. Like, you know, like, we don't, like, why do we sometimes feel like we always have to turn to sell drugs or do something illegal to make money? Like, don't let the system or life force you in that direction or force you to think
you know,
that you
think
can't do anything else.
But I don't think it's that.
Or what you think is because it's out of laziness? Like they don't want to actually be somebody. They don't want to be bossed.
Part of that. But you know what? It's like, okay, like I said, if you're dealing with a woman and you and this woman living together and she's used to certain things or she's used to a certain type of lifestyle or, you know, she's like, you know, she, basically, like I said, say he was working and he lost his job. Just like you said, he was working somewhere, he lost his job. That chick is on him. Yo, you ain't got a job yet or you ain't working yet or this bill needs to be paid or the kids need to be this and this, that. Oh, you can't stay in my house if you're not going to do nothing. If you ain't got, you got these women that will nag a dude into that. And like I said, part of it is laziness, but you know what? Damn, if I got a way I could make some fast money so I could shut her the hell up, you know what? Let me go do what I got to do. So she could shut up so I could bring in a couple of thousands or a couple of $400, $300, $400. Hell, take this so you can stop bugging me. You understand what I'm saying?
But like Lady T said, it comes with big consequences. But does that count? So you rather, not to say you, so it's better for your dude to go out here and take these risks and possibly get locked up or shot or whatever or killed just to make you, what, $500? Just to give you money for this or money for that?
Right.
It's really not. Because there's going to be a higher risk when you got to go up to see him up north, pay his commissary, and it's at the other. And I've seen it firsthand on certain ends where you have guys that, all right, let's say they lose their job, so they want to, let's say, do some plumbing work. They have a talent or something. And that's not good enough to their homies that's in these streets. So, hey, you know, you can make a quick $100,000 a week. What you doing with this plumbing service is nothing. You know, sometimes, and this has nothing to do with black men period, to me sometimes need to have a higher self-esteem and a higher standard than what society has for them because they can do way more than what they think. That's how I feel. With saying that goes back to what we're talking about right now. So a lot of it has to do with knowing yourself. Like, I don't need to go out there to hustle. And if that chick got to ask you to go out there to hustle, then she don't really care about you. I'm sorry to say it like that. She care about the dollars and cents. So she can go on a stripper pole and make the rest of that money that y'all need to come up with if she feel like that. How about you go hustle that booty?
It's
not one for the other, but I'm just saying.
I wouldn't ask. But, you know, at the same time, you got some dudes that, like you said, they feel pressured into doing certain things because they don't want to look like they're not being the man that they need to be for their woman or for their family. So they go out and they do this extra shit thinking like, oh, okay, well, you know, at least my woman can depend on me and my family depend on me. So I'm going to go out here and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z and I'm going to go get it. But meanwhile,
mm-hmm.
once again, the reality of it is you're putting yourself in harm's way, and if something happens to you, they still going to wind up screwed because they ain't going to have you to take care of anything. If you wind up in jail, then they're going to take care of you.
Like I said, you know, that's fine. But, you know, once again, you got the people, the women out there that they don't care about that. It's like, oh, he got lost. Okay, I'm going, you know, she'll be up there to every visit and bringing the kids. And, you know, like, that they'll say, you know what, he had to go do what he had to do. Like, what was that celebrity name? What was her name? And her and the husband went to jail. And I think they had, it was some drugs or something involved in that.
It was on one of them housewives shows, with Joe something.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about. The Italian family, like, yeah.
Yeah, like, look, you know, look at that. You know what I'm saying?
But it's really
and,
sad.
What's up, everybody?
K-Dog, listen, K-Dog, my bad, because I was supposed to get back to you early this week, man. Like, my schedule is just ridiculous. I literally work more than I sleep, so when I was supposed to get back to you, I was sleeping. So, my bad. We still got to talk.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Well, yeah. What's up? What's up, Brother B? And what's up, Lady T? And what is up, Big Red?
Red is purple nurple now.
Oh, purple nurple? Oh, damn.
What? Purple nurple.
Purple nurple?
Purple nurple?
You never watched Chowder? The purple nurple?
Purple nurple.
You got to watch Chowder.
No, I'm just saying purple nurple.
Yeah, you got to watch Chowder.
Oh, my God.
Y'all don't know nothing until you watch Chowder. Yeah.
Purple Nurple.
Yeah, Purple Nurple.
Purple Nurple. Man.
Purple Nurple. Lord have mercy.
Wow. I was listening to the show and and Lady T hit something that is very big, and she said it the right way. I liked it, and all I got to say is this, is that as a black man, you know, yes, okay, we struggle, but when it comes to making money, why not try the legal way of doing it instead of running out here? You know, if you meet a woman and the woman is all into the money, then that woman is not for you. She's going to love you for your money. That's it. Why are you with her? Why would you want to do something crazy? Because I've heard stories of many guys who have met a girl and it's like she's all about the Joneses, and they go ahead and do something crazy to try to get her. First up, number one, to love, you got to love yourself first in order to be loved by anybody else. You know, am I correct with that?
Yes, you are. Yeah.
You know. You got to love yourself first, and you got to have respect for yourself, and you got to have a high esteem for yourself, too, because if you're going to go out there and do something stupid to try to win a woman, I mean, oh, well, I ain't got the money. Listen, get yourself a job. Go out there. I mean, okay, it may be hard out there, but, hey, you got to keep pushing. You got to keep pushing.
But, yeah, but you know what? But you know what, Kid Dog? Not to cut across, but to go along with what you said. Now, what do you think about – now, we've all seen these little TV shows, and this goes back to what Lady T said about how society or TV, you know, they perpetuate this type of stereotypical attitude. But it's like
right.
We've seen these shows where they talk about, like, oh, well, you know, you're just a 9-to-5 dude, and I can't – I need this and I need
mm-hmm.
that. Like, they make it seem like the guy who works the 9-to-5 ain't no good because there's
right.
not enough money for them.
It's a problem. I mean, why
like
is
even,
it a 9-to-5?
Even,
yeah.
Even when Kanye said in one of his songs, like, what you think I do this for? Like, to push a effing RAV4? Like, what's wrong with a RAV4? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, why do we have to, you know, play, you know, like, diminish certain things to make, you know, put ourselves on the pedestal.
Exactly. And the sad part is like this. Like, once again, we live in a society where, again, we have social media and reality TV that is getting into the minds of so many. It's like they want to keep up with the Joneses. They see what the Kardashians have. They see what the girls in Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives, and all that stuff. They see all of that. And mind you, the guys that you see on these shows, like on Love and Hip Hop, they ain't real millionaires. They're not real millionaires. Y'all all, oh, yeah, he got this, he got that. Oh, he could buy anything. We've fallen in love. Instead of falling in love with each other, you fell in love with the materialistic things. Not really anything, not really the person, but what you can get out of the person. And meanwhile, the person you want to get the things out of is going to end up doing some mindless things just to keep you around. And that's the sad part about it.
Well,
that's very sad.
I think Lady T or Big Red said it earlier. So do you think Caucasian women, if we had to go to color real quick, do you think Caucasian women treat some of their men the same, or is there a different outlook, you know, on how they treat their dudes? Because, listen, I've seen shows where you got the white guy going to school and he's studying for this and he's studying to become this, and the woman is supporting him, and the next thing you know, he makes it big and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to put you in the house and do all this. Like, I don't see too many of those stories, you know, on the urban side of things. But, you know, I have seen a couple of shows where they always make it seem like, oh, the white woman is like, oh, stand by your man.
Right.
And that's always the thing. That's always the thing that's going on with the different. They always say, black women are so materialistic, which is false. It's not all black women that are materialistic. It's just the same way. You have some white women out there that are materialistic. That's all about the money. And, you know, they're not all of them are going to be supportive of their man if they see their man is down and out.
Yeah, I don't
because
think
I'm
it has anything to do with color when we're talking about
right.
this, to be honest.
It's just women. It's just the person. You have to look at the person in general because, you know what? As a man, I've seen it happen. I've even experienced it, like, or if you ain't have enough, I want this, I want that. It's all about the I want, not what we want, not what you and I want, not what we want. I want this. I want that. Oh, I saw this so-and-so wearing this. Oh, you're going to buy this for me. If you really care for me, you'll buy it. I'm like, huh? Wow, if I care for you, then I have to buy it. What are you talking about?
Well,
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you're telling me with expensive jewelry, that shows that I care. What about the person who's busting it? Yeah, go ahead.
I just wonder where that comes from. What you just said, I just wonder where that comes from.
Immaturity sounds so high schoolish.
It does.
But yo, all right. Not to go there on the age thing. But yo,
I'm sure
we around the same group. We're in the same group. When we were coming up, it wasn't really like that. I think
no, it wasn't.
Somebody would base they like some chicks would love you more if you knew how to like do the wop or jump over your leg and when you were dancing then more than like, you know, if you know, maybe all you had to do is look a little fresh and be able to have some movie money or something. You didn't have to have it like you didn't have to be big time or something like that. But now it's like, listen, if you ain't big time, like if you got a dent in your car or a little scratch, like you're a loser.
Yeah, and you know what's sad about it? And I'm glad you mentioned back in the days. It's how you the clothes that you wore, or you know the way you wore your hair, or you knew how to dance. And like you said, if you knew all the latest songs, if you knew all of this and that, yeah, you got the girl. But now these days, and as we grow older, once again, I've said this about social media. I've said this about reality TV. It's a whole different era now. And the sad thing is, it's like the first thing I go ask, Oh, so what kind of job do you have? Well, I drive a FedEx truck. What? You drive a what? And because, you know why? Because she can't hook. Because you know why? She's looking at you like you're lower than low for her because, you know what? She sees what kind of people you hang out with. If the people you hang out with are all blue collar, like driving a FedEx truck or driving UPS, or if they're working in the mail room inside of an office.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. You need to tell. It's like in their mind, oh, that's what kind of job. I can't impress my friends with him. Or,
yeah, because they go to the club, they can't do bottle service.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be bottle service.
And that's a sad.
And that's what I'm saying. They're trying to keep up with the wave. It's really sad. It goes back to what Brother B said about the RAV4. You could have somebody that has a Honda Accord fully paid off. They don't have anything but the insurance that they're paying for. Versus somebody that's driving this lease, BMW, let's say. You know, tell me who's richer. Tell me who's really doing it. I think the person in the Honda Accord.
Right.
Absolutely. You know
and
why?
And the thing is,
because you know what? They listen, for the most part, I mean, we can throw the word humble out there, but the thing is, they're not stressing the material. That extra money, like, listen, you paying $600-$800 a month for a note. That person with the Honda Accord, he's banking that. He's saving
he's thinking long
distance. You know what I'm saying? Because real talk, everybody who on that young shit now, bottle service, doing this and doing that and trying to be all fly. Listen, when your ass get in your 40s or your 50s, I hope you still got one of those bottles to pop. I still hope you know, because, yo, that money that you was blowing on this, trust me, you're going to need it later. If you ain't got the plan, you're going to need it later.
Oh, yeah.
That's
because you know what
you're going to need later.
So you better take that bottle and use it as insurance. Because what's sad about it is that there's no love. Like I said this before on the show, love don't live here no more. It's all about this. Oh, he doesn't have any, like they say, impressing their friends. Their friends got to be impressed by you. Not them, they don't feel impressed by you, but you can bring to impress their friends with. Like,
say about the person, what you just said, K-Dog, not to cut you off, what you just said?
Yeah.
That sounds like low self-esteem right there
it's
to me.
Very
if
low
you need
self-esteem.
To impress your friends at a certain age that's over, you're not 16 and 12 anymore with the nonsense.
Right.
You're talking about grown
exactly.
people right now. That says a lot. That's very deep right there.
Yeah, because you know what? What's sad about it, Lady T, is that there's a lot of people that still haven't grown up. They're in, you know, you have, what's sad is this. You have women in their 30s doing it. And what's even worse is that when you have people in their 40s doing it, that's the sad part about it, seriously.
I mean,
really
nowadays, just be thankful that somebody got a job.
Yeah.
Like, it's just,
yeah, exactly.
That, you know, dude got a job. I mean, like Lady he said, everybody, once again, everybody go through their ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you can't judge a book by its cover, basically. You can't judge a book by its cover. If you're going to sit there and pass judgment on somebody for what they don't have, then that just goes to show what you don't need to have. Because you're not deserving.
Mm-hmm.
You're not deserving of that type of person. Who of course, you know, everybody has their moment when they rebound. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're down, you're not out. It doesn't mean you're out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when it's time to come back, do you really think they don't want to be bothered? When they get back on their feet, do you really think they want to deal with you?
Nope.
No.
Because what they're gonna say is this. True love will show. When I was down and out, you were willing to ride it out with me. But then all of a sudden, okay, the minute I go broke, you want nothing to do with me. You can't say that you love me and you want nothing to do with me
sad?
When I'm down and out. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Isn't it a thing where it's like most of the marriages in this country, the divorces that happen are more financial related than anything else?
Yeah, because one time there was somebody who said this. A friend of mine was saying this. He said, "Wow, you know what's funny? Everyone's rushing to the altar, But he talked about the guys. He said, okay, the guys who want the baddest looking woman, yeah, you're going to marry her. But guess what? Years from now, when she starts giving birth to babies, you know, that bodacious body could, you know, go up, could turn in, could look different, and she'll start to age. Will you still be there with her?
That's a 50-50 possibility of her body going blank, but okay.
Exactly, 50-50.
I'm just saying
50-50,
though, because one's still in shape.
And I agree. But, however, but then after, he said, what about the ladies? Will you ladies, how many of you will stand by the man when he loses his job, when he loses that high-paying job? Will he still be there when he's struggling and looking for work? How many of you will still stand by him?
Once you lose your gig sometimes, it ain't that easy to get back. Not only to the level where you were at, but just get a job in general. Because, I mean, now if we have to put color in the mix, I mean, yeah, they ain't really trying to give too many black men that opportunity that, you know, they may be looking for.
But why not? Because it could happen to the black woman, too, in the same sense. Mm-hmm. And you don't want the black man to support you. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't see why they won't.
Listen,
but I think black women are more resourceful, right? We're more resourceful in things. Like, we can always find some way to make some type of like we're not, I can say we're not kind of like, we're not lazy with, like, unfortunately, some black men get lazy with it. And like I said, that's the first thing they turn to, like, yo, I'm just going to do something illegal or whatever. But we're more resourceful.
Wow.
You know, it's not just resourceful. Listen, black women are a problem when they put their mind to it. When they focus, they are a problem. And that's a problem some people don't want. Some people feel threatened by, like, oh, she's focused. Oh, then we can't have her around because she might be coming for my job. And I've seen it happen. I've seen black women get ousted or moved over because it's like, oh, no, she's coming for my job. Listen, she ain't even thinking about your job. She's just doing her.
Hell no.
She gets noticed for what she's doing and what you're not doing, then maybe that's your problem. But see, that's one of the things that they use to put us against one another, which is also crazy too. Not just that, but it's like most women out there, the black women out there have this type of drive, and the black men have this type of drive. When individual results may vary. You can't peg a whole bunch of people on one thing and then women on one thing and men on the same thing. You can't do it. It depends on the individual. But we do know for a fact, I don't know too many black women that haven't been focused, that when they come in, they just come to dominate. And some people, especially some men, feel threatened by that.
Yes, they do.
So either A, they get with they fall in line and get with the program, or B, you know, they just pick their balls up off the floor and it's like, I don't want to deal with this, and keep it moving. You know, I don't understand why, because I see it like this: if a woman is out there trying to get it, black or white, it doesn't even matter, whatever minority, whatever, if she out there trying to get it because you can't get it right now, then you need to do everything in your power to make sure when she come on from getting it, make sure shit is straight. Support her. Because right now is not your time. But if it's her time right now, it's because that's how teams work. How you think Jordan Rodman Pippen was able to do it? How you think Dwayne Wade, LeBron, and Bosch was able to pull it off? You know what I'm saying? Just to throw that out there. It's like, yo, it's a team effort. So just because you ain't bringing in that bread right now, it don't mean that she can't shine and you can keep up with the polish. Like, yeah, I got you. Like, yeah, it's your time. So, yo, I'm riding with you. When you come home, that sandwich is going to be ready. Simple and plain.
No, but you know what? It does matter, because guess what? You have to do what you got to do to support the woman. I mean, no woman's going to put up with some guy that's just going to sit there and do absolutely nothing when she gets home, and you're like, she just sit, and she's like, oh, I was supposed to do that, or I ain't know, my bad. Like, what are you doing? You just sitting out, you're just sitting at home, and I hate to say this, but I'm gonna be blunt, but if all you do is while she's working, stay at home and scratch your nuts all day, then there's a problem.
Well, then, but see, once again,
somebody
that's an individual.
Scratching his nuts, right?
I'm out of
somebody else's
doctor. Some dudes either ate. Like, see, my thing is this. I think there's a thing where that I'm not with the coddling.
Yeah.
And see, some dudes are looking for mama figures. They're looking for their mama.
Yes, they are.
When all actuality, they need the man up.
Yeah. Let go.
Mothers from back in the days, they loved their sons, but they wasn't on that collar stuff. And when they was on that collar stuff, those are the cats that really didn't go that far.
Yep.
The whole coddling thing like that doesn't work. It really doesn't work. And I'm not tossing it on. Listen, Lady T, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Mm. You too, Ray.
Go ahead,
because
I was about to say something on that, but go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, I think some women out there need to, for lack of a better term right now, they need to man up with their sons. They need to square up on these boys. Like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop hitting them with the kid gloves. Stop. No coddling.
I don't think it's coddling, because guys need to be towards some sort of emotion. So I don't think it's coddling them. But on the note of what you guys were just talking about, sometimes you just have men that, let's say, if they have to turn around and do the housewife role while their woman is out working and getting the money while they're still in the, you know, search for the job, they have a problem with that. Their ego's still shattered. They feel less than a man because they have to cook and clean and maybe take care of a couple kids while she's gone, you know?
Right.
Listen, no Drake stuff over here. No Marvin's room. Stop it. I don't know why some women feel, you need to be more in touch with your emotional side. Listen, men are already in touch with their emotional side. You mess with my woman, you mess with my food, you mess with my kids, I'm going to whip your ass. That's all the emotion that we need to deal
that's
with.
That's not the emotion we talk about. Red,
listen, what do you want? You want a man or you want a Drake? And I hate to throw it on him, but listen, we can't do all that.
Right, I understand, but once again, I mean, you got to have a little, you know, it has to be a little sensitivity there somewhat.
All right, not to cut y'all off, but we're going to let the King of Kings work it out.
His non-sensitive self.
Whoa, brother. Whoa, Lady T, what did I do?
Oh, man.
Listen, it's not my fault Trump did not get in trouble for his report.
Please don't talk about that tonight. Save that for tomorrow.
Going to get in trouble.
All I call is to let everybody know that I am broke. That's it. That's all I have to say. I'm broke. I got no money.
We still love you, though. We still love you, broke or not.
My question is, maybe you answered this earlier, so excuse me. Without money, is there any point of getting into a relationship if there's no money? If you have no money? It seems like money is a major factor in any relationship now these days. Or forever.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think, what's that saying? A man with all romance and no finance is a damn nuisance. I heard that a long time ago.
And I also heard ain't nothing going on but the rent. You got to have a
exactly.
I'm sorry, y'all. And whatever happens, okay, if he can't get it, I could get it my damn self. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but, that's right. Like brother B,
I'm that kind of chick. I'll go out on a date by myself.
Sorry. Yeah, but like Brother B said, it's a team. You should not do that playing team. You know, this independent thing, I think, I will say it, most people have been brainwashed into this. And like me, I cannot raise a child on my own. Yes, I can. was easier to have help. You know,
yeah.
Everybody
was
easier if you have hope. That's what I'm saying. So it's
okay.
Better to have two heads than one. You know,
my take on it is this: is that when two people are together, you know, I look at it like relationship is a team, marriage is a team. But you know what? You have to be able to get on board. But some people, it doesn't work like that for them because you know what? They'll have one person doing all the work, and meanwhile, they just sit back laying in the cut, like, yeah, she got this. I don't need to do a damn thing. And it's like, then after, she's like, hello, what are you doing? Like, I'm going to tell
you. Guys,
none
of you ever been in an unbalanced relationship. Anything can happen in life these days. So
right.
Nobody's been in an unbalanced relationship. You might have had to wait a month or two for your girl to get back on her feet and get a job. I've been in that situation.
But,
you just have to stick it out with the person.
No,
you
do.
But
then you
see, that's
how
the person.
Love.
You look at how you handle the situation. If someone doesn't want a job right now, so it's up to the baby mother or my wife to step up. But at the same time, I'm going to help out other areas with the household, with the kids, or something.
Of course.
That's the balance right there.
But are you also doing job search on Indeed while you're doing all that? Just make sure you're doing that too.
At the same time, anything will happen between them. She could lose her job, and now you have two people without a job. Or she might even, you know what, I'm tired of you. Get out of my house, and what can you do?
And that's not cool. That's my point.
You think my parents want me back?
You see how she came out and said, oh, so wait a minute. So yeah, after you did this, took out the garbage and fed the kids and fed the cat and this and that, did you go look for a job?
Did
you go look for a job? See,
yeah, you have to, because you have to. You really have to.
Like,
why you got to remind me to look for a job? Why
I'm
you
not
gotta
reminding you. I'm asking if
some
guy
needs
somebody
to
remind
me.
Some guys,
he take out the trash and do all that and feed the cat, the dog, and the whale and the fish. That's what he's going to do. She don't have jobs all day long.
No,
exactly.
That's what you do.
But you know what it is? Some guys get comfortable. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because you
It goes both ways.
It's either the woman gets comfortable or the man gets comfortable. You understand?
Hold on, I want to hear what Hot Rod said.
I've been a firm believer of old school mentality. If someone is bringing home the bread, there's nothing wrong with having one person at home, being a house husband or housewife, taking care of the kids, taking care of the house, making sure everything's intact. And that's, we always complain about our kids out in the streets. If someone at home takes care of the kids, there'd be less problems. It's not guaranteed. But I always firmly believe of one person being at home. Look at me right now. I'm scrambling for after school. I'm scrambling for some of the care. When my kids get sick, either me and her have the fight to take off. Some of these problems might be eliminated if someone stays at home if you have one breadwinner. It's not perfect for everybody. I'm just saying that would be less of a problem than me and Big Red going out to have zombies like she did last night, you know? Oh, sorry.
But the thing is, it's a problem. They make it too expensive. They make it too expensive nowadays for one person to stay home. Like, I think society has been going in a direction where they no longer want parenting. They don't want parents.
True, and that's the problem. Cause how many times your kids are out in the street 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and you ask them, "Where's your daddy? Where's your mommy?" Oh, they're at work. So they're home alone. So what they gonna do? Hang out with their friends and end up in the street.
Exactly.
And if you know another black kid, another black girl got shot in the street for no reason, or end up in gangs.
True, it does happen. But however, look at today's society. Like Brother B just said, it is expensive for both parents to be home.
Yeah,
both
very
parents got to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both
but
parents
you know
got to work.
But you know what? Child care is expensive too. Child care is just as goddamn expensive as you know somebody just staying home or just working a part time. You know, it takes two to tango. But sometimes you just got to know what floor to dance on or what song to dance to. And the thing
exactly.
is,
it,
It's when it comes down to daycare, because you got some people, I know people paying $250 a week. I remember when my daughter was young, I was paying $200 a week. And that was years ago,
yeah.
So I can just really imagine
that's
what
nothing.
It is now.
That's
what I'm saying. Now it's
$200 a day.
No, it does happen.
Yeah.
But, guys, you know what's different with that also? You know, because my grandmother used to have the daycare in the basement and stuff like that, and all the neighborhood kids came to our house and, you know, she took care of them. You know, yeah, that was beautiful back then. But
now
that, you know, the state took it over and they, with all of this, you know, you have to have everything legal now. So you also have to look at that. That cuts into it. What also comes
you know
with
what
is after
see?
School programs. We had after school programs where your parents could just send you right after school.
For free.
Boom,
that was for free.
Yep. And then
free.
Your parents
exactly.
pick you up. So you're doing something, no idle time, and boom, back with your parents after that.
But see,
you don't
see Lady T, Lady T is talking about community. When we used to be
too.
A community. Mm-hmm.
There was a time. Yep.
Yeah.
There was a time we used to be community. Not anymore.
The blacks and the Puerto Ricans and the other immigrants were living in the PJs or in certain areas, and we was all sticking together. It's when the cops, when the cop knew who your mama was and would tell on your ass when they saw you doing something wrong. It was so
mm-hmm.
different. So what you was talking about was like a gold ever. Every the grandmother knew everybody. Like, yeah, I babysit every little one of your ass. Now grandmothers. They're like 35 years old, and they still go pop flowers.
All they do now is eat crab legs, drink Hennessy, and wear leggings.
Yeah.
How do you know about that life, huh? How do you know about that life?
Because I'm one of them now. I'm one of them, daggone.
Yo, we got 60 seconds left. Hot Rod, what's going on tomorrow?
Oh, man.
What's going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, we're going to be talking about basically, a recurring topic about women staying in abusive relationships. Perfect example, like Wendy Williams, she's in a sober house right now. But her husband is out with her mistress while she's in a sober house. So why is she still sticking around in that type of relationship and marriage? Something to think about and talk about tomorrow night.
Well, that's where Hot Rod, Sean Black, Lady T, and K-Dog, the absolute truth on Blog Talk Radio. Tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. And with that being said, thank you for another great show. Hot Rod, K-Dub, Lady T, Big Red.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure, as always. And I hope everyone has a great week. And, Lady T and Big Red, you know, don't hurt them. Okay? Don't hurt them.
Oh, please.
Oh,
hurt him. Oh, man.
Emma, please don't hurt him.
Yeah, don't hurt him. Y'all have
a
good
day.
What are you
talking about don't hurt him? In what way?
Oh, damn.
Oh.
Good night.
Y'all have a good night, man.
Later, y'all.
Later.
All right.
Later, y'all. Peace out.
Later. Peace out.